Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What's up, family? This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And I'm Rigel.
Otep, or Barbie Ghani, Assalamu Alaikum. It's Mufasa Ra with you.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, family. We back again. Another week we at Collective Minds. We like to say we ain't all got to think alike, but we all like, but we have to. Wait, hold on. Let me get this right. I'm a little tongue tied. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So this is Collective Minds, family. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate the fam that always tune in. This is our first open discussion of the year. You know, for those that know, we usually do a open discussion on the last Sunday of the month. So this is our first one of 2021. So yeah, we here, family. We here to have good dialogue, great discussion, and hopefully we can build with the family. You feel me? But before we get started, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
Okay. I had a great week. No announcements. No announcements. Like, passing on.
All right. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had an up and down week. I swear. Lower to the lows, to the highs, to the highs. But is what it is.
Yes, sir.
And I'm dealing, you know, so. And no, I don't have any announcements. That's right. That is a good thing. Thank you, brother, for saying it. Whoever that was. But, hey, I'm just blessed to be here, y'all. It's good to be back on this weekend with y'all. So it's been such a crazy week. We ain't had a chance to even chop it up very much, you know, off air. So it's good to be able to talk to y'all again today. So. But no announcements, no.
That's a fact. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, we here, family. No major announcements. So, I guess we get right into it. You know, this is an open discussion. So, what we do is we talk about, you know, what's on your mind, what didn't happen this week. I did want to put this out, too. Our brother Hank Aaron passed away this past week. And, you know, I don't know the cause of death because I'm not sure if they even said it or whatnot. But I do know is he took that COVID vaccine or what they call it, a vaccine. He took the COVID shot 2 weeks prior to him passing away.
Excuse me.
Okay. And also.
And who was this now?
Hank Aaron.
Who was
Excuse
that?
Me. No, yeah.
This is
Hank Aaron,
the baseball player.
He's a sports guy.
The
okay,
44,
yeah,
yeah
know,
he's a baseball. Or he was a former baseball player, Hall of Famer. He had like the home run record. I think Mark McGwire, somebody broke it back in the day. But he was, you know, a legendary baseball player. Hank, he played for the Atlanta Braves, I believe, for the most part. So he was an older guy, and he had, like I say, he had took the vaccine 2 weeks ago, and then he passed away. And He was 86, but, you know, my thing is, I'm just not sure how safe this vaccine is, and we could probably get into this later on in the show. But I brought that up just to say with this vaccine, I would definitely, I'm definitely proceeding with precaution. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not telling what nobody to do. Everybody got to make the best decisions, you know, for their family and whatnot. But they pushing this vaccine heavy. I know they've been having some complications with the Moderna vaccine, different type of allergies and whatnot. You got to go back and get a second vaccine, a second shot. And it's just a lot of unknowns, a lot of uncertainties. You know, some people are saying that, you know, it's different type of technology that's you know, inside these vaccines or whatnot. So, you know, I was just putting that out about our brother Hank Aaron because I just found it real interesting that, you know, 2 weeks after he got the shot, you know, he passed away. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, like I said,
I wanna
be on the lookout.
Brother Ken.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm just adding to the rest in peace list. I'm adding to that rest in peace Larry King from CNN. I was a fan of Larry King.
Right.
I like Larry King.
Yeah,
I think
Larry
he did a tremendous job. He interviewed a lot of greats, and he was biased. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Larry King was a good guy. I'm giving a good shout out to Larry King. You know, R.I.P. Larry King. Good dude.
Right. Yeah, Larry King. Yeah, he was a good interviewer. You know what I mean? He was at the top of the line, and yeah, I studied, you know, the great interviewers, Larry King, Charlie Rose was a good interviewer, even though, you know, Charlie Rose got caught up in a few things. But I can respect, you know, and give credit where credit due. And Larry King was a legendary interviewer and personality. So, you know, RIP to Larry King, RIP to Hank Aaron. And, you know, we just started in 2021. Huh?
RIP to
2020. That mug is out of here. So 2021, you know, every year, unfortunately, you know, we lose people and whatnot. But it does seem like, you know, in 2020 we had some big losses. But I guess that's all relative to, you know, who the people are. But we always have, you know, losses each year. So, you know, we just got to be grateful, you know, when we above ground and, you know, we able to experience life and live it to the fullest, you know what I'm saying?
What it is.
That's why tying this back into the COVID thing, you know, don't let that fear mongering get to you. You know what I'm saying? Because they talking about, oh, we reached 400 deaths and, you know, they even down to the wire, they blame Trump for the 400. They still talking about it's Trump's fault. So I wouldn't get caught up in that fear mongering. I wouldn't get caught up in that, you know what I'm saying, protect yourself, try to build your immune system, you know, eat right, and just live your life. You know what I'm saying? Some things are slowly opening back up. So it's unnatural for us not to be in contact with each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like when this thing first jumped off, it's like loved ones didn't even want to hug each other. Like, we couldn't even hug. We ain't know what to do. Can we come in the house? Can we not come in the house? Like, that's not natural. Like, for humans, we need, to a certain degree, to be around each other and, you know, feel each other and hug and whatnot. But this COVID thing has really messed up a lot of things. Exactly, congregate. But, you know, this COVID has messed up a lot of, you know, intimate interactions that families normally have. So, you know, we gotta roll with the punches, make adjustments, and you know, keep moving forward. You know, they can't stop the show. We gonna get through this just like, you know, we got through everything else.
Thanks.
You dig what I'm saying? So that is what it is. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there about our brother Hank. Anything else y'all wanted to get into? What else is popping out here in these streets? What is going on?
Did you guys hear about the one young lady who in Kansas City, I think her brother was killed a couple of weeks ago. And the person
yeah,
who
I heard
the,
that
baby,
yeah.
Yeah, she after they she killed the person who supposedly had killed her little brother. She
her
takes
brother,
her
right.
dead brother. I got him. I was wondering if y'all heard about that.
I heard about
it.
And it was another. Yeah, that was in Kansas City. I heard about that. And there was a rumor going around with that story that the baby, the rapper, the baby, and somebody else had bailed her out. Now, I'm not sure how true that is. Well, I wasn't able to confirm that story, but that was kind of a little attachment going along with that story that some rappers had bailed her out because of what
Man,
she did. But,
Brother Kev, you remember when we when we did that show in Baltimore, and Mike with Michael Blackston, and the guy Eric, that's his, those are his people. The girl was his cousin.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. She was about that life, apparently.
That's actually how I found out about it. Him. And then I started seeing it trending. I was like, dang. Because I thought he was being silly, because he can be kind of silly. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting. It was something else I wanted to bring up, too. But I don't know. But I guess just for the sake.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for the sake of time, since I couldn't remember what it was, I did want to touch base on that Averb and Miss Hustle battle that's coming up. I can't wait to see that, because I think she's going to crush Averb.
Interesting. I wouldn't go that far. Crush is a strong word now.
Body bag then.
Body bag? Oh, that's even stronger.
Dang.
No.
Well, I ain't saying she ain't got it
no.
in
her.
But,
right.
I'm just going to have to sit back. And I'm going to wait until it go down. I'll get my commentary after it drops. But, because I want to say something. Ryan, you know what I want to say. I'm just not going to say it on air. I think that wouldn't be nice of me to say that. To make my comment on earth. But let's just say it's hard to beat a male diva. I'll just say it's a nice way I could say it. So, I'm not going to go hard. But you did remind me of this. Now, it's two things been on my mind, coming into today's conversation. One is, Donald Trump pardon all them black folks. Come on, give my boy some credit. He let off.
I give him props.
He let off some people. All right.
I
give him props.
I have no problem giving Donald props, but I have a question about somebody have to break down this situation with Kodak Black to me, because I know Mufasa was trying to enlighten me before, but please, if you can't break this down, because I'm like, if he's pointing people with records and charges like what Kodak Black is against, I don't know if I want to prop that. I'm not giving nobody props for that, because if that boy bit that girl breast and raped her and those things like that, he sound like a loose cannon.
Oh,
I don't know.
Charges was?
Well,
that's
so
what I've been trying to tell.
Have another perspective on this, because that's how I got the information about that charge about Kodak Black, and I'm like, wait a minute. Why is he pardoning this? So I'll give you the floor, Mufasa, to clear this up.
Yeah, real quick, he wasn't locked up for, to my knowledge, he was not locked up for assaulting this woman and biting her breasts and all that. I believe he was locked up for some gun charges. He already fell in and he was, got caught with some guns. That's what he was locked up for. So that's what Trump was pardoning him for. Since he got the pardon, here come these other charges. This is some new stuff that they decided, they didn't pardon for that. So now the state, like, okay, we got these other charges that we can hit him for. We want to put him back in jail for something else. And my thing is, okay, these new charges stem from 2016. I'm like, what happened? What, why it took so long to bring this stuff up? Why it didn't come up before he got pardoned? Like, I don't know. I ain't hear nothing about it.
Right,
until after
right.
The man was pardoned. So that's
it. Right. See, that's what it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what it was. It was nonviolent crimes. It was like some gun charges and some other things. And then now the they say he still faces criminal charges for sexual assault in South Carolina, but that's a different charge.
Mm-hmm.
That has
yeah.
nothing to do with the conviction that Donald Trump pardoned him for.
Yeah,
that was
in 2019,
different.
Black was arrested for weapons possession. So, yeah, that's why he got pardoned on. He didn't get pardoned for this other stuff. It's something totally new. So that ain't got nothing to do with the Don and why he pardoned him. It's just,
right,
it's like
so I respect
him,
that, though. I mean,
for something else to hit him up with. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I was just going to say the Don went out like a G. I respect that, especially when you got people in jail for nonviolent offenses. And for those that don't know, he pardoned amongst, you know, other people, Kodak Black, he reduced his sentence. Lil Wayne, you know, is another rapper. Kwame Kilpatrick, which is the former mayor of Detroit, and I think he got railroaded on some money laundering or some type of charges that they threw at the brother. He pardoned him, Kwame Kilpatrick. He pardoned Harry O, who was the former they say drug pen, allegedly, that started death row. But he was also in jail on, like, conspiracy charges. These were nonviolent, you know, conspiracy drug charges that he was up against. So he pardoned him. He pardoned his homeboy, Steve Bannon, who used to be his chief advisor at one point. And he pardoned some other people. So anytime
yeah,
you get a black person
–
yeah,
he pardoned old girl that's with Roc Nation, Jay-Z's.
Yeah, he pardoned Desiree Perez. Yeah, Perez, I think is her name. Yeah, he pardoned her for Roc Nation. So, you know, anytime a person can get out of jail, because I'm not with the whole jail system, period. If you're not, you know, messing with no kids or violating women or doing something just extreme violent, then I think, you know, you can be worked with. You need a chance to get back in society. You know what I'm saying? If you're, you know, if you feel remorseful for the crimes you committed or whatnot. So anytime a brother or a person could get out of jail, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? I think Trump did that really to go out like a G and to spite the Democrats. Because, you know, Obama could have pardoned folks, too. You know, Obama could have pardoned a lot of folks. He pardoned some folks when he left. But being since they say he's the first black president, we would have been expecting more, you know, from Obama as far as his pardons go. But I digress. I salute Donald.
I was shocked that he didn't pardon. What's the guy's name who was locked up who had that reality show?
Bill Cosby.
The Tiger.
Bill.
What's his name?
No,
not Bill.
I know you. He was
the Tiger Show.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. He was actually on
what
the list to be pardoned. I can't think of his name right now, but he was on the list. Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, that's
but
locked
the
up with the Tigers.
Didn't,
I
think the reason that he didn't is for the same reason he didn't pardon his children. Because when you pardon somebody, you have to list their crime. And I think, you know, I don't think the guy is saying that, you know, he did it either. So I don't, it's like, I think that's what was stopping him. Because he definitely was on the list.
He had a
whole
thing going outside the jail and everything.
Yeah.
He had a limo waiting. He just knew he was getting out.
Now look. This would have got black people on Trump's side if he would have pardoned, C Murder and Big Meech.
He'd
have went down to G.
that would have been a good one right there.
Oh, C Murder, Big Meech. Oh, he'd have went down like a G, bro.
Dang.
And what Larry Hoover, that's who I was trying to think of. Larry Hoover. Now that would have been it would have been game over, bro.
Yeah.
Larry Hoover,
and it's quite possible. And it's quite possible that nobody reached out. Nobody reached out to Trump and them. That could have been possible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just didn't get the right people to reach out to them, so he could
reach out.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Because everybody was scrambling them last 48 hours trying to get their peoples out. You know, but they probably didn't come at them. But you know, I respect.
That was the one thing that was on my mind. I got to hurry up and get y'all the second thing that was on my mind, too.
Yes,
the
sir.
The doggone Keisha Cole versus Shante battle on Instagram. The versus. Brother Kevin,
I don't know if you saw it. I missed it. No, I heard about it, but I missed it.
I was so hurt. Everybody knows. Well, I won't say everybody. People close to me know. And I'm a Keisha Cole fan. Actually, me and Keisha had a relationship back in the day, and I miss her dearly. No, I'm gonna quit playing. Keisha Cole is my girl, okay? That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti, hey, that's Lil Sis. I ain't got no problem with Ashanti. I love Ashanti, too. But Keisha is my girl. I was so disappointed in how my girl Keisha Cole handled this verse. She came in late. She was drinking.
I heard.
She had a little attitude.
For real?
Like, dang. Yeah, it was just
bad, man.
It was bad. It was bad. Ashanti was very classy. It was very classy, handling like a lady. She didn't back down, though. And to me, Keisha Cole didn't even have like her songs together. Like it was just messy. And it could have been epic.
Oh,
it was messy.
Wow.
And yeah, my girl dropped the ball on me.
Bro.
She dropped the ball on me, so Keisha, we're gonna do this.
I kinda heard some rumors. But so you give it to Ashanti, you said Ashanti got that one just based on what you just said.
Man, so
I was giving it to Ashanti anyway, without even seeing it, just taking a leap out there, just saying, okay, they're gonna battle. Who would I think would have the edge? I would have given it to Ashanti anyway. Keisha Cole, she's cool, but she's just cool. That's it.
Uh-oh.
You know, she ain't never really put out a whole bunch of stuff to me that made me like, oh,
what my
Keisha Cole CD. I've never looked for a Keisha Cole CD. Now,
no.
She may have had a song or two that I liked and thought was good. Ashanti,
right.
To me, she made more songs. And you're right, she haven't, because all the things that I liked that Ashanti did was mainly when she was featured. But I like her style as far as her her melodies. I think she has strong as an artist. I think she's strong with melodies and song arrangements, and I think that's good. Keisha Cole, in my opinion, she's just an average artist. I don't think she's like she don't have. When I personally judge an artist, I'm looking at the voice is good too. But I can for me first and foremost is their song arrangements and their melodies, how they ride the track and the beat. So if you got that going for you and you can also sing, but I think you can be a pretty good artist. Keisha Cole, she just average with all of that. She's an average singer to me. She's an average, I don't know if she writes, but just her materials is average. Her song arrangements is average. Her melodies are very average. I've never like, okay, she threw down on that one. She never left me like that. So I was giving Ashanti, because Ashanti have done things, whether she was featured or not, she have done some great melodies. I'm like, okay, I can't wait till that part come on, and I'm like, what's the, what? She definitely would beat over Keisha.
Hey.
Brother Cam,
if you wasn't looking at the verses, but you putting both artists together and their catalogs, who you rock with?
To be honest, I like both of them, but if I had to pick, I would go with Ashanti. I would go with Ashanti. Yeah, but I like Keisha Cole, so I don't want it to be like that, but I would go with Ashanti overall as an artist. But I, like I said, I rock with Keisha Cole heavy.
Yeah, I like Keisha. It seems like she's, you know, she's a very down to earth person. Yeah, she's somebody I never worked with. I never met her. I met her mom, you know, Frankie. She's crazy, but Keisha, she just seems like she's very down to earth. So she seems like she's probably a cool person to hang out with. You know, I'm not saying she's a bad person, but she's just not a strong artist to me.
Right.
She's just very mediocre and average.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Family.
Yeah, you got a way of words. Mediocre and average.
Well, she is. She's not a strong artist. But let me.
Man, that's rough.
In all honesty, Ashanti is pretty average as well. But she just have an edge when it comes to melodies on the songs and song arrangements. She just have that upper edge over Keisha, so therefore when she make a song, it tends to stand out more to me because I'm a melody-driven person. I like a song with good melody, creative style, and things like that. So she have that edge over Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
But there's artists that I have worked with that don't even feel Keisha, when it comes to touring and performance wise and things like that, I know one artist that said they don't even want to work for her, you know, even have her to work with them as far as opening acts and things like that, because they say she can't sing that well.
Interesting.
And I can tell you who this artist is off the air.
If we're talking about straight singing vocals, I definitely get an edge to Ashanti.
Right.
Guess Keisha just sings songs that I feel more. You know, they hit my lifestyle a little harder.
What song can you think of off the top of your head? Like, what song is it?
Like a song, Sent from Heaven. That was a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And I remember, that was a beautiful song.
Sent from Heaven. Okay, that song. I forgot all about it.
That's a good song.
Again, it was good, you know, I'm not going to, but it was, as far as, like, she didn't have strong melody. The melody wasn't very strong. The message was probably a beautiful message, but when you're thinking in terms of putting together a song, there was no creativity in it to me, as far as, like, the melody goes and the song arrangements. It's like, okay.
Yes, indeed. Family, if you're just joining us, this is Collected Minds Radio. This is our first open discussion of 2021. We usually have open discussions on last Sunday of the month. So hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And we're going to get to the call lines in a second. Now, I do want to ask y'all this. Did y'all see any parts of the demo or the inauguration for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Did y'all see that plantation fest?
I didn't. I had intentions on watching some of it, but I missed it.
Yeah, it was bad.
With no regrets.
From what I'm seeing from black people online, yeah. I didn't watch a lot of it because I couldn't stomach to watch the whole thing. But the bits and pieces I did see, it was just the same old pandering. Now, they did have a young sister that did a poem, which was pretty good. Give props to the young sister. But it was too much online. What I didn't like, too much online from black people talking about, Michelle Obama was looking nice. She slayed her wig. And talking about Kamala and the pearls and Chucks. Like, all this stuff is cute, but what does that mean for black people politically? Like, are we really just excited because Michelle Obama was there looking nice? You know what I'm saying?
She
like, these are the things.
She slayed.
The different little symbols, right? She slayed and all this and that. It's like, but what does that mean, though? You know what I'm saying? What does that translate to? Okay, she did that, but what does that translate to? Because your boy Joe Biden is signing executive orders left and right, and don't nan one of them pertain to black people. He's signing transgender executive rights so the boys, so little boys can compete with girls and girls compete with boys, vice versa, depending on how they feel. He's signing immigration executive orders where, you know, they got a fast track to document illegal aliens, quote unquote, or, you know, undocumented workers and immigrants. So this cat is doing all type of executive orders, but none of them pertain to black people. As he said on the campaign trail, he's not going to do nothing for black people. So why are we so excited about this inauguration? That just blows my mind. I don't understand it. I really don't get it. But if y'all saw it, y'all comment, you know, we can hit the call line because it was despicable. Really.
I didn't watch the inauguration, like I said, with no regrets either. But it was enough of the hype on social media, and I agree that it's like just watching my social media pages and seeing them just so excited. You know, like they on their way to a carnival.
Biden is the savior.
Mom and they daddy getting ready to just take them on this field trip. I just didn't get the excitement. I didn't get the excitement because it's like, what are you so excited about? Because like, what is getting ready to happen? It's like, is something happening that
maybe,
I'm not aware of that you just that excited?
Maybe we don't know. Yeah, something is about
Mufasa,
to happen.
Do you know?
I
mean, maybe Mufasa know.
Ain't nothing about to happen. Nothing about to happen.
Yeah,
Gas about to go up. War's about to kick off. That's what's about to happen.
Right.
Be excited for them. Be excited for our stock to possibly drop. Be excited for
right.
You say my
stock
is going to
drop?
You
don't know
what
the stock
market is going to drop?
It's quite possible.
Oh, man.
I mean,
ever
since he's been in, things have been on the decline.
Yeah, I've been watching.
Yeah,
I've
been looking at the market. Yeah, the market has been going down lately. It's been a big sell-off since he's been in. So that's interesting. You know, the market kind of, they did love your boy Trump. You know, Trump will get on Twitter and tweet something, that stock market go ham. You feel me?
Yeah.
Go hamburger. So, yeah, we going to see how he do.
So I feel myself losing money with this cat in there.
Yeah, possibly.
So, just tell me when I need to
Especially when gas prices go up.
Yeah.
I don't know how much rolling y'all do, but I have to do quite a bit amount of driving. So I feel that in the tank.
Yep. It didn't went up. I think he did that Keystone Pipeline thing or something.
Maybe, you know what, maybe everybody was
excited.
He did some executive
order with the Keystone Pipeline.
Maybe everybody was excited because because I know it was a big push to get Trump out. It was a big campaign for that. So maybe that's what the excitement was about, just because Trump was out, maybe. I don't know.
I guess, but then if you're getting that excited, I mean, come on.
Just because he's out, but it's like, what are you, I don't know. Maybe someone can tell us, you know, because I just didn't understand the excitement. Like I said, I was like, wow, they just really they're so excited about something.
Let us know.
Okay, I want to share this with you, Toy, and I know you'll get a kick out of this. I don't know if you got to see your boy. I mean, I'm sorry, my brother Mufasa. My apologies. My brother Mufasa.
This is going to be good. This is going to be good,
right? This is about to be good. So Trump's first statement, you know, he been playing golf the last few days. He didn't got off the, you know, Air Force One or Marine One, whatever he was on, and went straight to Florida and started playing golf. And they was talking to him. Of course, he made a statement. And he said, quote, unquote, we'll do something, but not just yet, end quote. So he's saying we'll do something, but not just yet. So
now,
Trump,
is he saying will, like we will, or will,
we
like
will,
I will do something?
Like,
okay.
No, like we will. We like will. We will do something, but not just yet.
Mm.
So that to me sounds like Trump is strategizing. He's plotting. He's getting his base together. And he's waiting for the right move to strike. Now, the thing is, when they come with these impeachment articles, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they're still trying to push this impeachment thing, which, in my opinion, they should just leave that alone. But what they're going to do, in my opinion, I believe they're going to, you know, piss Trump off to the point of no return, and he's going to do something with his base. You feel me? He's going to set them up, and whatever he say, because he is their commander-in-chief, they're going to rock with it. And the more and more they push at this impeachment, the more and more they try to take away his business, affect his money, his bottom line, Trump is going to have no choice but to retaliate. So we can leave that where it is. You know, what he said, we'll do something, but not just yet. You know, I take that as a underhanded threat to the Democrats. But, you know, we'll see.
Now, let me say this. Let me say this, too, because I was talking with someone about that. And they made a pretty good point that I can understand about the impeachment thing, because I felt a lot like you, Brother Kevin, by just it's over now. He's out. But
yeah, leave it alone.
So what do you guys – right, just leave it alone, because I know a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people still want him to, you know, face charges. And so someone had mentioned that, okay, it's not just about Trump, because if other people, like I did say before in the last show, that everybody, my personal opinion is that everybody play their own role. So if you did something that was criminal, then hey, then that's just you. Don't blame it on somebody else. You just gotta take your own charge individually. So Trump is excused, that would excuse the rest of the folks, you know.
No, I don't believe that. You know, that. No, I don't believe that. No. I don't believe that, because as you just stated, each individual has to face their own charge. It's going to be harder to convict Trump of the insurrection based on what he said, because, of course, like I said, there was a few dog whistles in there, but he didn't directly tell them to do that, versus somebody who's actually on camera breaking into the Capitol. You see what I'm saying? That's a different charge. So they can be charged still, but I think trying to criminally charge Trump is going to be difficult. You know what I'm saying? That'll be very difficult.
And then another point, too, that someone also said, too, and you guys tell me what you think about this. Also, impeaching him and convicting him will also he won't have the benefits of being an ex-president, like salary, which I don't know if he even cares about that, though, having access to the Secret Service, those types of things that if he was to get convicted and impeached and things like that,
impeached,
he no longer have that. So that was another thing that someone brought up when we were talking, like, okay, that also play a role. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think he should be stripped away from those privileges as being an ex president? Or you think, you know, he didn't do nothing that say, hey, he shouldn't have the Secret Service support or protection and the salary and whatever else that they get as an ex president?
Right. Mufasa?
Yeah. Mufasa,
I missed the last part because I had to take her, so you repeat it to me.
Okay, now I was saying another point that someone made, as well as far as him being impeached, someone said that another good reason that he should be impeached, because then he no longer have the benefits that comes with being an ex-president, such as still having the Secret Service protection and salary, and I guess whatever else is the string of things that you get when you departs the White House as the president. And so they say he no longer will have that. So that's another reason why to pursue the impeachment. So do you feel like he should not have those benefits as an ex-president?
No, that sounds very petty. No, that sounds very petty. That man ain't did nothing to that bad besides step on a few toes, you know, and hurt a few feelings. So he don't deserve that. He don't deserve it. These people act like this man was Hitler or something, like he went out here and massacred Americans or something. I mean, I don't get it. No, he don't deserve
it. Well, you know they're trying to say he killed all those people.
Which people?
The Corona death. You know, they strongly campaign to say that.
It's his fault. It's one man's fault. He coughed and sneezed all over the world and brought Corona in. Man, please.
The China virus. He gave everybody the China virus.
China.
In my opinion, it was the powers that be who don't like Trump the ones who came up with the Corona. Them the ones people should be mad at and going at. I mean, people act like this, like, what would you have done any better, any different? Nothing. We're still dealing with Corona. So how you going to blame this dude for that? Well, he could have closed us down earlier. We've been closed, and it still ain't changed nothing. So what was closing down there going to do?
Hello.
Exactly. So it's just petty. Exactly. It's really petty. Leave that man alone.
Yeah, I think they reaching. Remember, they was reaching with the first impeachment, and that failed. Remember, they tried to impeach him the year before the Corona popped off, and that failed miserably for the Democrats. So now I just think they're reaching, and they need to leave it alone. I don't think Donald Trump tripping off the salary, the Secret Service, whatever. He could pay for his own security, which he has done. So, and I don't think that's a big deal, you know, as far as the quote-unquote perks that he get as an ex-president. No, I just think they should just let it go, to be honest. They're going to cause more problems, and they know this. By doing this, they're going to cause more problems for their side especially. But, you know, we'll see, because Trump is still a powerful guy. Even though he's not sitting in that seat, he's still a powerful guy. They banned him off social media, but he can still communicate via, you know, other people in his circle out to his base. So don't think we've seen the last of Trump, you feel me? And I digress. If you just joined this family, it's Collective Minds Radio. This is Brother Kev. We got Brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel. We're doing an open discussion. This is our first one of the year. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. The number is 929-477-1697. Let's get it. Y'all want to hit the call lines? See what the fam talking about.
Okay. Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. How y'all doing?
Everybody doing well. Peace, caller. Right on, peace.
Well, start off, since he brought up Keisha Cole and Shantae's little thing. It's more or less that right now her voice ain't all there like it used to be back in the day. Now, she used to blow, like you said, that was my girl. I got to give it to her. She did her thing.
Yeah.
She had a couple albums out. But her voice ain't the same. Plus, Ashanti, she a little more update, you know, what the younger kids is looking for. You know what I'm saying? They ain't looking for Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean no harm, but that ain't what they looking for right now. That's our era. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, right.
That's
Ashanti
was our era, but she wasn't out there like Keisha Cole had it back then.
Didn't Ashanti come out before Keisha Cole?
Well, she didn't really do it too much. She was quiet with it. You know, they're around the same
she
era,
did.
But I'm saying she was quiet with it. She just started blowing up until she got a little older.
Ashanti was out as a solo artist before Keisha Cole, but Keisha Cole was actually on Tupac's album. She was on that All Eyes on Me. What is that song? I'm trying to get it right now. She was on a song with Tupac on that All Eyes on Me. I want to say, Keisha Cole was on a Tupac album. Yeah, before she had her solo album. She was on a Tupac song. Wonder Why They Call You B. I think that might be it.
Keisha Cole
Play Your Cards Right. Keisha Cole featuring Tupac. Play Your Cards Right.
Right, but that was on her album.
But I'm saying, she ain't came out with nothing lately. They looking for somebody still up to date and kicking. She still got stuff. Ashanti still got a little couple things coming out, but she just was quiet with it. She wasn't all out there. I think Keisha Cole had it back then. She had it over there back then. Now, up now, I say she have it over Keisha now because her voice is better right now.
Ashanti's vocals, she definitely could blow because she sound real good on her. I'm not taking that away from her. I just feel like Keisha overall was just messy, and I think she didn't do herself no justice. It could have been closer had she been on point, had her songs arranged properly. I think when it comes to the verses, it would have been a little bit more closer, you know, because I think they both have good catalogs of music. Really, like I say, for me,
yeah,
myself,
true.
I can feel Keisha's catalog a little bit more myself. But I'm not taking nothing away from Ashanti. Ashanti is definitely the better vocalist out of the two.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Right,
that's
right,
what
right.
They
were
looking for, the vocal. The more vocal, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, with this Trump, Biden, and all that, you know, I don't know about them wasting money because I know it's taxpayers' money and all that to be doing all this extra stuff. They need to get down to business and handle what's going on. We got a crisis going
exactly.
on. And the man is out of office. If he did come incriminate, he did set it up and kind of, because all that, come on now, be honest, we all know that was staged. Guarantee
right.
facts. If them people,
right.
the same group from Black Lives Matter would have tore into that, man, it would have been a devastating death toll, and everybody knows that for a fact. So with that being said, that stuff was staged, planned, and premeditated.
Huh? Right, fact.
I'm just telling
right.
you. So somebody, it may not just been Trump. It was some people other than Trump that set that up. Because, come on, that was too staged.
Right.
They got in there too easy and stormed there without no resistance at all. Come on now.
No resistance. Little
it
to no
so
resistance.
It looked so fake to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they let him in.
It looked ridiculous.
Yeah, they let him in. So, yeah, they was all in on it. So, you know, I mean, everybody played their role. I think they need to just let it go. Like you say, we need to focus on the business at hand. What are we doing to get this country back open, back running, whatever you want to call it? And what are we doing to help those who are the most vulnerable in our society? You feel me? What are we doing to uplift? Because the society is only as good as its most vulnerable people, you know, vulnerable population. Whichever segment is the most vulnerable, you need to be helping those folks, you know, helping those folks to upgrade so you can upgrade the entire society.
I'm going to get that money. I already got it.
Yeah.
No.
So,
You can't be watching the game.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
No,
hold on.
Wait a minute. Carla, what was this about now? You're going to have to tell us what just happened now. Come on. What happened?
Right.
What
right.
was
the
this?
Game.
What went on?
Oh, yeah. We just got a nice little play. Right now, KC up 14-9. You just got a nice little game.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you pull them for
KC playing, Bob? Who KC playing? Yeah, who KC playing?
They playing Buffalo. Hey, yeah.
They playing Buffalo, gotcha.
Was that
the who? If you, hey, real quick, caller, who won between the Bucks and the Green Bay? Who won?
Oh, Green Bay on vacation. I just know that. Just know that Brady showed up. Brady showed up.
Uh-oh.
And Aaron Rodgers needed to use them legs. He didn't. He should have had me helping him coach.
So Tom Brady showed up.
I told him, run the damn ball and stop holding it. Sitting in the pocket, they just sacked him about 4 or 5 times in the game.
Wow.
Everybody pretty.
So
Tom
Brady went to Green Bay.
Chinese.
And won it. They went to, the Buccaneers went to Green Bay and took it, huh?
They took it.
I got to say this real fast. That means that Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is playing the Super Bowl in their hometown.
Yep.
Epic.
Yes, they do mean that. Yep.
So whoever coming to play them, whoever coming to play better be on their A game, because you know Tom Brady is motivated more than ever to win this Super Bowl.
I already know.
Wow.
This is his 10th Super Bowl. His 10th.
Wow.
His 10th. I might have to take that bet, man. You know, I do, you know, like to gamble
very
in my
good
spare time. I might have to bet on Brady. I'm going to have to get a piece of action.
If my boys make it to this game here, I'm putting my money on my boys. I ain't gonna cheat and go over there.
You put it on
might
KC?
Do his thing, cause he is that quarterback. I tell you that. I give him his props. I like him as a quarterback.
All right. Well, hey, I got to bet with you. Cause I got Brady. Whoever come out tonight, I got Brady. So let me know
what
you want to do.
That's right. You got us another touchdown, right? That's right.
Let me know what you want to do next week.
All right. Right on, Colin. We appreciate
you. That's right. I'm down with
that. Right on, Colin. Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, Colin. Peace. Yeah, family.
Not
as
bad as
open discussion. Open discussion. Collective Minds Radio. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind.
I didn't think we were that open.
Hey, listen, y'all. I said
it's
this before.
It's open. Anything you want to talk about? You want to talk about
football?
That
open.
You want to talk about
Spade?
You want to talk about Texas? We talk about football.
Yeah.
About
yeah, so
I told y'all
Chinese.
When
I'm like, what is happening?
I told y'all the NFL is undefeated. Talking about some COVID.
Yeah.
The NFL like COVID. Man, you better get out the way.
Right.
2 weeks from now.
Right.
I cannot wait to see how this situation is handled 2 weeks from now, because we all know Super Bowl is big. That's big money. That's major.
That's right.
How is the NFL going to react with people and the Super Bowl? How are they going to do this? This is like the biggest event in America. This is going to be interesting. And you got Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Playing
mm-hmm.
in Tampa Bay with his home team. This is big. Like, y'all don't know how
big
this
is. That
is
big.
I really don't.
Yeah, no,
I
feel
really it.
Right.
I don't know.
Over. Look, COVID is over. Come 2 weeks from now, COVID is gone. You won't hear nothing about no COVID in 2 weeks.
Oh, dang.
COVID is in trouble.
COVID in trouble.
Big,
you got the biggest event of the year. This is a fact. And now that you say something, this would be the first Super Bowl since COVID kicked off. Because COVID jumped off really around March, end of February, March last year. So now it rolled back around. Now we back at the Super Bowl, which you say is right, the biggest event of the in the world. Not just the United States. This is the biggest event, and I like to call it a ritual, but it's the biggest one in the world, and it goes down every year. There's a lot of and I call it a ritual because so many people watch it, and everybody's energy is focused on this one game at the same time. So that's why, you know, they got these commercials. You got to put halftime performance, all these things they put into it because they know it's a time when everybody, well, a majority of the world is watching this event. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this play out in this COVID, this post-COVID world. You know, we find out.
This is, I don't know how the NFL is going to handle this one. Like, dang.
Yeah. Yeah,
money could be made off of this.
Man,
I think social
but
distancing
Vegas still gonna
is open.
Right,
ain't gonna be no social distancing. People coming to Tampa Bay. I mean, it's going down.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be down in Tampa Bay. That's a fact. It's warm too. You know, it's a little warmer than the rest of the country. They're gonna be down now.
Oh man, it's
just
cold.
Ain't no
social
distancing.
Yeah,
Be ready.
Like Mufasa said, the NFL is undefeated. Social distancing.
Yeah. Right.
It's over.
Yeah, hit us up, fam. We coming up on the last half hour. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. Hit us up. Let us know what's been on your mind this week, what's been popping with you. You got any thoughts, any comments, hit us up. That's what we're here for. This Collective Minds, baby. Let's go.
Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
The NFL is taking a big hit.
You mean financially?
Revenue is way down.
Revenue down, yeah.
Season. You know,
Wait till 2 weeks from now.
Here's the thing. Now that the information is coming out, as far as D.C. is concerned, we're seeing, and I put some videos up on to you guys, a collective, your collective email, that these are provocateurs dressed in the same type of regalia that the Hong Kong China protesters had, except they have a different culture, so they don't be busting out windows and things. And
right.
That's the way it was. They wasn't, police didn't let they were fighting them off in many cases.
They tried, but they were under man.
That's what went down. So to say that my president, being that I'm a Donald Trump conservative, was the reason behind this is a bunch of hogwash. Here's the thing, man. Why come people not complaining about what Joe Biden is doing with eliminating these energy jobs? And this is hurting African Americans, those that are in the STEM field. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce,
right.
Chamber of Commerce, found that the U.S. could lose nearly 15 million jobs if hydraulic fracking is banned. And as far as the pipeline, it said that as much as 245,000 long-term jobs would have been created. Now, you know, this pipeline is already going on. Canada is pissed off and talk about filing a lawsuit.
Yeah, that was one.
You're
going
to have approximately 13,000 Americans that would be hired to build the pipeline. So when you have people to ask people to go out and go to the community colleges and get welding skills and that, well, they're going to be up the creek. Another 7,000 manufacturing jobs and 118,000 spinoff jobs, like your AutoZone and those that make products that's pertaining to petroleum. And all the work that's done in order to get young blacks prepared in the STEM fields, that is the engineering, the chemical engineering, petroleum engineering, civil engineering, production engineering, welders, welding inspectors, and those young people are starting off at $60,000, $70,000, and $80,000 a year on up. It's not no minimum wage fast food job. And here's another point too. As far as the hydrock and fracking is concerned, the same Energy Institute reports said that a ban on cracking on Colorado, New Mexico, Ohio, and get this, Pennsylvania and Texas. Then you got two other states which have limited energy production, that being Michigan and Wisconsin. That's where that 15 million jobs is concerned. And Texas stand to lose 1.6 million. They could lose their job. Now, here's the thing with Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania could stand to lose $50 billion a year in state GDP. Now, was not Pennsylvania one of the battleground states?
Yeah.
Why would Pennsylvanians vote for a Joe Biden and he started talking about doing away with fracking back in August or even earlier? Now, he changed his mind, so is that a lie? If it was Trump changing his mind, it would be considered a lie.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
and these blacks that's participating in his inauguration, or are they coons?
Yeah,
because
they
when blacks
participated
in with the Donald Trump, they were labeled all sorts of things, and dared not to participate with it. Look at the young blacks that was at the Black Summit at the White House with Donald Trump. Al Sharpton came out and called them all kind of what they should not have done. So it's not turnabout, fair play. But this is serious about losing them jobs. Then look at the immigrants that's raiding the border. The 9,000 that's coming through Honduras, from Honduras, going through Nicaragua, and they tried to stop them. Then they're going to hit the Mexican border. And you already had some caravans on the other side of the border that was chanting, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden.
Right.
Now, here's my question.
I saw that.
And I asked yesterday, I was speaking on a show with Danny Davis, who's a U.S. congressman for the Chicago area there in Illinois. I asked him, I say, with upwards of over 800,000 blacks in prison, wouldn't it be more appropriate to prepare those people for these jobs that these illegals are coming into the country for? You know what he said? He said, oh, no, it's room for everybody. That's a long-term black congressperson. Then when you look at the position of other black congresspeople, of course you got other ones too, whether it was John Lewis or whether it was Elijah Cummings out of Maryland, John Lewis out of Georgia, you got the other ones that's on the Congressional Black Caucus, which includes your Lacey Clay. They have a position that illegals in the country should not be made to leave and go on the other side of the border and apply to get in the correct way.
Right. And that's why their Congressional Black Caucus has been undermining black people all these years by supporting these Democratic policies that actually hurt black people, because immigration, and Dr. Claude Anderson goes into that, how immigration actually hurts black people and black society. So
why come they not complaining?
That,
and also, why would you vote for a Biden? He told you a long time ago these are the things that they was going to do. I don't understand it. I really don't. And the two candidates, the two senators that ran in Georgia, David and Kelly,
Warnock,
Republicans, and John and Raphael. Raphael is the black preacher. Something like, for instance, protection for a certain religious belief. In other words, protect an individual and businesses from forced violation of faith and consciousness. Well, the Democrats are opposed to protecting people like that. They got abortions without restriction, where the government must allow abortions without government restrictions throughout 9 months. Say it again. Throughout 9 months of pregnancy. And a 12-year-old don't have to report, as low as younger than 12, don't have to tell their parents that they're going to have an abortion. Now, I think that should be left up to the states, to me. You want to do away with Trump's tax cuts? You want to do away with Trump's tax cuts? They're against a parental choice in education. They want they're against the wall. You know, he's only got maybe 400 more miles of wall to go. They want to stop that and just let people run across the border. And these immigrants that come in, is their kids? Wait a minute. Have their kids been inoculated?
Elijah,
have the kids?
Already?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Hang on. I got something about that. Have the kids been inoculated, Elijah? Or do these people have COVID? Huh? Do they have criminal records? You don't know. And here's another thing. How is it that he can sign off on stuff and put it into effect when Trump done it? He had to get permission from Congress and get permission from federal judges. Now you got these businesses that if you at a rally, like they did the guy with MyPillow, where Kohl's want to take his products off the shelf. And you got other businesses that's doing the same thing. It's worse enough where you got Facebook and Twitter that's censoring you. And guess what else they've done that? They've done it over in Uganda just here recently in their election. They cut off Facebook and Twitter in Uganda so the people wouldn't be able to communicate.
Yeah, and that got CIA hands and American hands written all over it. Of course.
Well, the thing is where is the outcry? And Maxine Waters said in a speech in public, she's all over YouTube, that whenever she has a chance, she gets up in the Trump people's faces and she tells people to do it, make them uncomfortable, do this and the other to them. Yiana Presley said the protests will continue. Kamala Harris telling people to protest, protest. It ain't going to stop even before or even after the election. That's exciting violence.
Right.
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So you know man? God don't like ugly. He don't like ugly.
All that you said was great points, but I know this is going to come off harsh, but to the sheeple, brain-dead Democrats, that just went in one ear and out the other. All they
it's
know
a
is
shame.
They got a Democrat and a supposed black woman. In office.
They got a black woman VP, black girl magic.
That's all they're concerned about.
They go for the glamour. It's the glamour. That glamour don't mean a damn thing if your best students are being laid off. They went through all the trouble starting off early. Nesby started off in St. Louis there out there in Flow Valley when they had those sessions on the third Saturday of the month. They have kids out there in third grade, young black kids with third grade. They start acclimating them in the areas that they're going to need where they can be successful, highly astute in math and advanced mathematics. Your best students, these corporations snatch them. I've seen Lockheed Martin hire over 400 at one time. Northrop Grumman hire over 400 2 years in a row, plus the 1,000 other that these corporations are snatching because they want them. And you got a president in there that's doing things to put these folks out of work. And what about these people that's retired? What about their 401ks? What about gasoline prices going up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Falling
for the okie doke.
You know, that reminds me, I want to ask you this. Now, this on a personal note, Brother Piangi. What do you know about the Metropolitan Sewer District? You think that's a good company to work for?
Yeah, it is. I can give you a number, somebody you can call. He'll tell you more about it than I can. I've done projects for him. I've done projects for him over in Chain of Rocks and over in Baden.
Okay.
Chain of Rocks pumping station.
Yeah, I saw a job online with them for instrumentation process control where you watching over the pumps and the equipment. And it started out at, I think, 82,000. But I wasn't
Mark,
what type of company they were.
You know Dave? You know Dave used to be called a 42-year-old caller?
Mm-mm.
I think he's working over there but he worked for the city. But he retired from the Board of Education. He worked for the city now. And I think he's working over there on Chain of Rocks Pumping Station as a stationary engineer. Yeah, but it's good work. Get in there. But if you need to talk to somebody who's done projects for him, there's one brother who does tunneling. He tunnels under the ground, 8-foot diameter tunnels. He may be doing them wider than that. And he can tell you about them.
Okay, great.
His business.
I wish you could get more about youth involved in these type of jobs.
Well, it's something that you have to do. But you probably got other callers trying to get on. I don't want to hold up nobody's time.
We appreciate you calling.
Thank you. As always, good information from our brother, alumni, Pianchi. Let's hit the call lines, family. If you just joined, this is Collective Minds Radio. We're doing the open discussion, first one of the year, top of the year. So we're here. Hit us up. Let us know, 929-477-1697. Let's go.
Okay. 315-767. Call your own with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I'll make a quick comment. So, hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Yes, indeed. Hey doing well. Peace.
So I'm going to make a comment about party thought, affiliation, stuff like that. You know, you have this left and right dichotomy where, like the last caller, he's a great guy, but he wants to bring up the hypocrisy of the left. How, you know, and that's a big thing. Everybody wants to bring up the hypocrisy of the left. They want to throw it in the face of the left and everything. But that's a waste of breath. That's not how they work. They don't think the same way as a person of the other side thinks. In order, let me put it like this. In order to change a person's mind, you have to get on their level. Now, people like us, we project onto the left that they have the same principles, the same ethics, the same moralities that we have. So we show them their hypocrisy, or we talk on their hypocrisy to them or to other people to try to get them to see. The problem is, that's projection. They have no morals, they have no ethics, and they have no principles. They do what they have to do to win. They'll throw all that stuff in our face because we do have morals, ethics, and principles, and that's why we're going to lose. So you can waste your breath all day long and point out hypocrisies. That's not going to matter because they're still in control and they don't care.
Right.
Or they wouldn't do it. And they thrive on our principles and our morality and our ethics to keep ourselves in check so that we don't do the things that they do to them. Because then our own people, not only will they come after us for breaking our own rules, our own people will come after us for breaking our own rules. That's why Donald Trump can't do what Donald Trump needs to do, because his own people will come after him for doing what needs to be done because of morals, principles, and ethics, which the left does not have. And a lot of the Republicans, so-called Republicans, who turn coat, they are in the same boat. They're politicians. They have no morals, ethics, or principles, but they keep getting elected in because they have the money to get their name out there to get elected. The problem now, though, isn't the politicians, though. The problem is us as a nation and the way we vote. Because if I could Thanos snap away the entire political people above us, all those politicians that's gone with a Thanos snap, and say, okay, let's vote in new people. Guess what kind of people are going to get voted in there? The same kind of people.
Right.
The same, because the same people are voting, and they're going to vote for the same bullshit that they look for to get those other people voted in. And they're just going to throw up the same propaganda, the same lies, and those same type of people to get voted in because they have the money to advertise the lies. And then they'll get in there and do whatever they want, like the current politicians are. So the problem isn't the politicians. The politicians are just doing what politicians do. They're con artists, and they're great at it. The problem is the people that are voting, because they're voting for garbage. They're voting for fairy tales and dreams. Things that can't – you cannot give out all this social welfare and have low taxes. That's a way to break a nation. But it's a fairy tale that people vote for. They vote for all the social welfare programs and don't raise my taxes. Oh, and give me more money, but don't raise my taxes. You raise my taxes, oh, my God. Give me all the social welfare anyway, but don't raise my taxes. You can't have both. But those are the type of people we vote for that tell us those lies. That's like, it's like a Ponzi scheme person. That's what our government is. So pointing out the hypocrisy is a waste of breath, because me and you and the people that you're telling, we all see the hypocrisy. We understand the hypocrisy. But the whole purpose of pointing it out is to try to get the left to see what they're doing. And the left knows exactly what they're doing. You cannot project our rational way of thinking onto irrational people just trying to get ahead.
Exactly.
So
that's
my comment.
Good point.
All that projection and all that pointing out hypocrisy is a waste of breath. All you can do is figure out what you're going to do to make things better for you.
Right, right. And that's what 2020 is about. 2021.
Start local, deal with your local governance. President is going to be the president, whatever. But look at your aldermen, look at your city managers, look at those type of people and figure out how to get those people right there in your direct influence, those correct people in office. And if you can't, then look at your community and say, why is my community voting for these garbage politicians in my community? And then you have to say, well, this is the community for me, and go to a community that has standards, ethics, and principles that you agree with, and go there. You can't be afraid to leave a dead zone. And that's all these left places are. They're dead zones. They're places filled with garbage people, voting for garbage people to pass garbage stuff and kill their cities.
Dang, garbage.
Dang. Yeah, the brother, he breaking it down. You made some good points, my brother.
That's it. That's all I got.
Good point.
Hey, y'all keep on with the show,
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you.
Thank you,
Tom. He
dropped the bomb on that last
comment. Yeah, he was dropping bombs. He was coming with it. Now, for me personally, I don't like to get caught up in the left and right. You know what I'm saying? I kind of stay neutral. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm really a blackocrat. Well, I'm an issuecrat, but I'm looking for black issues first. Like, I'm trying to figure out what are we doing for the black collective. Again, and I'm not looking for anything in particular from the government other than what's, you know, actually owed, you know, to the people. But I really feel like I'm really conservative, meaning I'm looking for small government. You know, I don't think the government should be in everybody's business dictating what you do, where you go, this and that, mandates, all this other type stuff. I'm not with that. So I just wanted to put that out there. Like, I'm not a Republican or Democrat, really. I know both sides are full of it, and both sides do, you know, they have their own share of hypocrisy that they display. So I stay away from picking from that particular tree myself. So, but yeah, fam, y'all want to see if we could probably get maybe a couple more calls in. We down to the last 10 minutes.
I will try. We have to make a plan. Area code 336-965. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment? Okay, so just listening. All right. Oh, so were you just listening, caller? Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening.
All right. We appreciate you, caller. Appreciate it. I just remember, too, there is an important mayoral election happening in St. Louis, as well as some alderman races happening this spring. So hopefully the family, maybe we can get some local politicians for the family so we can kind of discuss some things locally, as the caller brought up. But there is a big, again, mayor race. It's a lot of candidates in the race for mayor of St. Louis City, and then also a few alderman positions available as well. And so we look forward to, that dialogue, coming up in the future. So I just want to put that out there. What you want to do, Roger?
Do you want to go ahead and wrap?
Yeah, we can. I'll make it plain. We winding down January. So look, y'all, it's 2021. January is about to be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? The first month is down. We also, I don't know if y'all know, but we have been in a what they call a palindrome week, which a palindrome is when a word is the same forward as it is backwards. So when we have a palindrome week, that means the dates are the same forward as they are backwards. So, for example, the palindrome started on January 21st, 21. That particular date is the same as it is backwards. So the palindrome started from the 21st of January, and I believe it's going to run through the 29th, right? So it's called palindrome, and that's this actual week coming up. So today is the 24th. So today is 1-24-21. Which, if you put it in reverse, is the same thing. People say that particular theme brings different certain energies and different type of things, on the spiritual realm. But just know, family, that we are in a palindrome. These don't happen all the time. They're very rare. But this week up until the 29th, the dates will be the same forward as they are backwards. So that's just a little random thing I just wanted to put out there. Palindrome week.
Palindrome.
Yeah. That's
random.
So
you can either
take
what you see for what it is, or while you're in this space and time, in a palindrome, you can either take what you see for what it is, or just take it as it's not what it is.
Right. Or flip it around. However you want to do it. Hey. That's what time we're living in. However you want to do it, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? So, but all that to say, the first month is about to be over with. We're coming into this first year. We got a new administration popping. We got some things on the horizon as far as what's coming for this spring and this summer. And to be honest, I'm optimistic about the future. I just hope people are aware and people are paying attention and don't think that Biden is your savior, that Biden is going to come in here and just cure everything and clean up everything and just have it, pristine and clean. No. I don't think Biden's on that. Biden has his own agenda. And like Trump even said, Biden has handlers. He has liberal handlers that he must abide to. At least Trump, I will say this, was trying to buck against the system. He was pushing back against Fauci. he was pushing back against Dr. Burks or Bricks, whatever her name is. He was pushing back against the COVID thing. You know, when Trump mentioned the deep state in a press conference, I say this, he's asking for problems. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was on the fringe. He wasn't a career politician. He was on the fringe, and he wasn't with the status quo. Joe is with the status quo. You feel me? Joe is trying to get things back like they was pre-COVID. And in my opinion, you know, keep black people as second, third class citizens. That's, you know, where the Democrats feel comfortable with black people being. And I don't think it's going to change with Joe being a president. This is Obama 2.0. We know that they push that LGBTQ agenda heavy. You know, they push that immigration agenda heavy. And, yeah, so you just got to be prepared out here. You know, stay diligent, try to get your bread up, get your credit up, and try to get that bag so you can protect yourself against, you know, being victims and whatnot. So that's Brother Kev, and I'm going to sign out. I'm going to digress on that. I'm going to let y'all wrap it up. Let's go.
Mufasa? Did Mufasa, did he dip out? Okay, well.
I'm here.
You ran, you done ran in the room.
What made
screen.
Because
you wasn't responsive.
I was listening to Brother Kale.
No, there was a moment where you didn't respond. You can always go back and listen.
I don't know about that. I disagree.
Okay, we'll just go back and listen to it. It's fine. Go ahead.
I disagree. You know, I disagree with you. Now, I can go on with my statement, and I feel like I'm being so rushed.
Yeah, because there's literally like 3 minutes.
All right. All I want to say...
Now.
All I want to say is shout out again to Tom Brady for beating Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Shout out to whoever wins tonight's AFC game to make it to the Super Bowl. And to the caller who was on who is down to make that bet with me, make sure we get that, you know, sold up next week. You know, what you want to put on that, because I got Brady all the way. So we can get that taken care of next week. And maybe also, I'm just throwing this out in the atmosphere, that maybe a couple weeks from now, I want to hear, what are the Christians and what are the religious people that, who, you know, it seems like the religious people been quiet during these COVID times. You know,
yes,
I ain't
right.
What are the spiritual, where are the prayer warriors at? You know?
Where they at? Where they at?
I mean, it seems like it's been a little quiet on that end, on the religious front.
Hey, look, and ain't we living through Revelation? But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so... We need to see, you know, see what's up. We need to reach out to our religious folks, to our prayer warriors, and see what's going on. Like, where is Jesus? But, you know, we'll discuss that at a later time. I want to end on a good note. And say, once again, thanks to all the callers for calling in. Brother Mufasa loves you. Go ahead. Take it away, Ryan.
Okay, well, I guess I'll take the last 40 seconds to thank everybody for tuning in with us like you do each and every Sunday. We really appreciate that. We look forward to talking with you again next Sunday and each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And we hope everybody have a fantastic week.
Collective Minds Radio.
You did good, right? You did all right there.
Yeah, whatever.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we say.
talking about whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found.